Thanks for tuning in to Homilies at St. Mary's Catholic Center. We're glad you're here. This homily was given by Father Will Stratton, pastor of St. Mary's Catholic Center. Let's listen in.
Just as I started out with Mass today, kind of the theme you could pull together in the readings today could be hearing the Word of God, right? Hearing God's Word. We speak, again, Moses talks, he is a prophet who is leading the people, who speaks about another whom God will send, who will speak to his people, who will just not speak God's word, but will actually be God's word, God himself. Last week, we celebrated Word of God Sunday, right? The Word of God takes upon our human flesh. Jesus Christ is wedded, God is wedded to our humanity. God becomes man. The Word of God takes upon our flesh and speaks as one with authority, as we hear in the gospel today. There are also two in that second reading. St. Paul is speaking of taking time to listen to God's word and to allow it to break through our hardened hearts. To listen to God's word, to allow it to teach and to instruct us. Taking time throughout our schedule, through the different priorities that we have, making sure listening to God's word is the forefront. Sure, it's great to listen to a little bit of news. It's great to listen to your favorite podcast. It's great to listen to some music and some tunes. But are you also listening to God's word, your Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, who came, took upon our flesh to unite us or bring us back to our Heavenly Father? Our God loves us so much that he wants to speak to us, and he wants us to listen to him and trust in him and to believe in his authority, right? And not to be afraid of it. So maybe, hopefully, some of you are here because you're excited to hear God's word. And that's awesome. You've recognized that this is God's word. It's not just not a ceremonial thing of reading these scriptures at the beginning of Mass, but it's actually, we read them because they are God's word speaking to us. And my hope is that you prepare yourself to hear these words, right? And maybe there is a calming of your heart as you come to Mass, preparing to hear God's word. Maybe there is a calming and preparing as you sit down in prayer each day. Go to the Adoration Chapel to calm your heart so that you may hear God's word as you reflect in Scripture, as you pray silently. Maybe there, too, is a preparing of your own heart as you go to your Bible study or your small groups that you're with. A sense of calming your heart so that you can hear God's word and follow it and trust that our Lord is speaking to us. Maybe some of you too are here and maybe you're not sure if it is God's word, or maybe you believe it's God's word because I say so, but maybe you have not yet gotten to a place that you believe that Scripture is truly God's word that is speaking to you, and he wants to give us instruction and teaching. My hope is that as you continue to come to Mass, as you continue to take time, trust to pray, that you will believe that these words are true and they're speaking to you. And the Lord wants to, again, bring healing and peace to your own heart. He wants to love you. He wants to encounter you. He just doesn't want to give you a bunch of rules or instructions, which, again, many times God's word is kind of rules and instructions. But also, too, Jesus came... I came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. I came not just to speak about the commandments, but I came to fulfill them. I came to fill them with love, right? With relationship. God, again, wants to love us. So maybe for us to go beyond just God's words, Jesus' words, and actually realizing that they are said because they were out of love and because they were wanting to help to bring, again, healing or give direction to us in our own life. And how open are we to receive direction from God? Again, it's Jesus in the scripture today. It says that he came into the synagogue to preach. Something that might seem to be very similar or very easy to hear, but maybe sometimes we miss. Because it's exactly what's happening today. Jesus' word enters into this church, and he has come to preach. He has come to speak. You have come to this church, hopefully, that he is coming to speak to your heart. He is coming to preach to you. He is, again, coming to love you, coming to heal you. We hear of this possessed person who is in the synagogue and with an unclean spirit. So it's interesting that this person is in the church, right? This person, however he got there, maybe he realized this was the house of God. Maybe he realized that he had something that was unclean, that was not of God in him. Maybe he recognized the church was, the synagogue was the place for healing, or that this evil spirit could be driven out. These words that the evil spirit says, you know, I know who you are. Have you come to destroy us? I think this is important for us. And just to clarify, Jesus Christ has come to destroy sin, but he has not come to destroy us. I think sometimes after we sin or we make mistakes, we sometimes think game over. Sometimes we think maybe sometimes we do other sins to try to make up for the first sin that we committed. Jesus Christ has not come to destroy us. So that is not what his word is about. His word has come to destroy sin, to help us to see what sin is and understand sin. But God's word is more deeper, right? It has come to bring healing. It has come to bring clarity, right? And to give direction to us. I think it's also very important to be in tune with, to recognize that maybe our wounds in our own heart kind of cry out like this unclean spirit. I once jumped out of a window and sprained my ankle. And maybe I'll tell you the rest of that story one day. And I quickly hobbled and tried to just figure it would be better in the morning. And so I went to my room and went to sleep. And the whole thing was just throbbing. And it would not be quiet. And I could not sleep or find peace. So I hopped in my car and drove to the emergency room, put a cast on it. And it got better in time, right? Sometimes I think we find, too, that after we sin, a lot of times those sins, those wounds that are created by the sin are crying out, I need healing. There's something not good here. Blood is flowing out. My limb is broken. My arm is broken. I need healing. Many times our wounds do cry out to us. And what do? Sometimes we ignore them. Sometimes we're ashamed of them. Sometimes, again, we move to even other sins to try to cover them up. How attentive are we, right? God has come to destroy sin. He has come to heal the wound that was caused by our sins. How attentive do we allow those sins to speak and realize, where do I need to go to find that healing? Who has authority? And I think it's important because sometimes when we think of authority, we think of an authority figure, again, that's maybe a judge or a president or a principal or a disciplinarian. But maybe Jesus Christ speaking with authority is authority that he truly knows how to love correctly and fully. That Jesus, when he speaks with authority, he knows exactly how to heal. And his authority is he knows what needs to be healed and wants to bring it to light. So it can heal. Maybe Jesus' authority is he knows exactly what you need if you're willing to trust him or to believe in him or to listen to him. Jesus' authority to bring hope and to deepen our faith. So do we allow him? Do we allow our wounds? Well, our wounds cry out no matter what. Do we listen to them? And where do we go with them, right? Hopefully we go to someone with authority. To Jesus Christ, to the church, to the sacrament of reconciliation, to a place that we can be forgiven, that healing can take place, right? And that we can bring forgiveness can begin. I'd just like to kind of leave with this Jesus' word we heard in that very simple opening prayer. It says that we may love everyone whom we encounter. God's word, again, is that we too can be healed so that we too can love everyone. And I think this is an area that we all need growth in. God calls us to love the child in the womb. God calls us to love those who have maybe dementia or Alzheimer's. Maybe you have a grandparent or a parent or someone else. God calls us to love the crazy homeless person. God calls us to love our roommate that gets on our nerves. God calls us to love everyone. And not because of their actions, but he calls us to love them because they are us. They are a human person. They are a person. How are we called to love, right? How are we called to go outside of our own fear or anxiousness? Sometimes you might enter into the sexual act outside of marriage. And why do you move to sin to do the day after pill instead of recognizing, hearing the wound cry out, and maybe you go to a place that you can find help, that you can find healing, and someone to walk with you in the days ahead? How about, too, when someone hurts you or says something mean to you, many times instead of going to gossip and smearing the name in the mud or being mean or the cold shoulder, how can we let that wound cry out and with maybe go to that person and share how they hurt us and what's going on in our own heart, find healing in other places? When we are wounded, and maybe it is because of our own choice, let us not turn to sin. God wants to destroy sin, but he wants to heal us. A lot of times I like to say in confession, may the Lord send his grace upon you to heal the wound that was created by the sins you did. Let the Lord heal that wound that you did commit, that you were honest to say and to bring to confession. Surrender that sin, and now let the Lord heal you. I remember as a kid, a few different times getting splinters. Living in the country, getting splinters. And the last thing that I wanted to do was my mother to take a needle and to stick it into my finger where it hurt. Many times when there is pain in our life, we protect it. Man, I do not want that to continue to hurt. I want it to shut up. I don't want it to hurt. But my mom, trusting my mother and trusting this needle that was very sharp and where she's going to stick with it, stick it, and what more pain is it going to cause? But it allowed her to take out the splinter that was there. And then healing took place. I remember one time very distinctly, my grandfather was there working on the farm with us, and he got a splinter. And I was amazed how he sat there calmly and let his daughter, my mother, his daughter, do you trust her, Grandpa? And she quickly knew what to do, got the splinter out, and he was fine. I was like, wow, if he can do it, maybe I can too, right? How do we see examples of others who have trusted the authority of God, who have trusted his healing power, who have trusted his love and allowed it to penetrate their hearts and actually to bring balm to the wounds that we have created, but only the Lord can heal. So how can we listen to God's word, which wants to heal us, which wants to direct us, which wants to love us? And how can we bring others to also believe and trust in that word?
Thanks for listening. We pray that this homily brought you closer to Christ and his church. To learn more about St. Mary's mission to form apostles for the church and the world, please visit aggiecatholic.org today. Thanks, God bless, and giggle.